Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play for you each week songs I love. I only play things I love, although I do love them for odd reasons sometimes. And also to play an occasional oddball thing, which I call a wombat. Hence the title, Wombats and Music. And tonight, one song is close to a wombat, nothing else. But I'm going to start right off with a song from 1972. It's by Lobo, whose real name is Robert Kit Lavoie, and he's from Tallahassee, Florida. And it's called Don't Expect Me to Be Your Friend. You know, I often talk about relationships and how either the leaver, the leavee, and... Here's a guy who I gather was the Levy. His girlfriend left him, and now she wants to be friends. And he says, look, I can't do it. I love you too much to be your friend. And his wording is, I love you too much to ever stop liking you. So this is Lobo called Don't Expect Me to Be Your Best Friend.
I stopped sending flowers to your apartment. You said you aren't at home much anymore. I stopped dropping by without an appointment, 'cause I'd hear laughter coming through your door. Sometimes late at night you'll still call me, just before you close your eyes to sleep. You make me vow to try and stop by sometime, but baby, that's a promise I can't keep. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so let's just let the story kinda end. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend. I don't walk down through the village or other places to go to all the time. I'm trying to erase you from my memory, 'cause thinking of you jumbles up my mind. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so let's just let the story kinda end. Love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend. You always act so happy when I see you. That way you take my hand and then introduce me to your latest lover. That's when I feel the walls start crashing in. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so let's just let the story kinda end. Love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend.
Don't Expect Me to Be Your Friend by Lobo. Next up is a song from 1990. It's by Vern Gosden, who was a very successful country singer. And this is This Ain't My First Rodeo. And I just heard it recently, and I got a big kick out of it. This, you know, I often talk about the fact that there's levers and levies, and this guy is in the process of being left. But his wife is not telling him anything. She's just staying out late, says she's home taking care of her mother and lost her wedding ring and little things, you know. And he's taking it all in, and he's saying, "This ain't my first rodeo." In other words, I know what's going on. I've seen this act before, and he does it so well. So it's a whole nother game. It's this time around, the guy knows what's happening, but he's been through it before, and he's going to go through it again. So here he goes.
You say your mama called and you must go. She's down in the bed and needs you so. And you don't know if you'll be coming home tonight or not. Honey, ain't your mama sick a lot? Lately, your head hurts every night. Could it be you wear your clothes too tight? Since you don't seem to hear or see a thing I say or do, then I know there's nothing I can do for you. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. This ain't my first rodeo. Telling me you lost your wedding band. Somehow you say it slipped right off your hand. And when I ask about those boxes stacked there by the door, you say it's just some old things you don't wear no more. I didn't make it all the way through school, but my mama didn't raise any fools. I may not be the Einstein of our time, but honey, I'm not dumb and I'm not blind. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't first I've seen this dog and pony show. Honey, this ain't my first rodeo. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show.
This ain't my first rodeo by Vern Gosden. I think he's dealing with it fairly well. Next is something, a change of pace. I mention every now and then I belong to the New York City Pine Woods Folk Music Club for 30 plus years, and met a lot of great people there, including performers who'd come and perform for us. And one pair was Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner. Jeff Davis is probably my all-time favorite singer. And he and Jeff Warner were a pair. They went around and toured grade schools, high schools. They even came to my son's school in Hastings-on-Hudson. They made a living touring and performing and teaching history. They do historical songs. Both played banjo. Jeff Davis played fiddle. Jeff Warner played a lot of guitar. And they had great voices. Well, they also formed a group, a four-person group, which they called the Bermuda Quadrangle. And it included the two Jeffs, Jeff Davis, Jeff Warner, Jerry Epstein, who I had known for years as kind of the leading music guru of the New York City Pinewoods Club, and David Jones, an older English man who I've stayed in touch with. In fact, he gave me some advice on my recent trip to England, who is a great singer and knows a lot of traditional songs from England. The four of them together became the Bermuda Quadrangle and sang all sorts of music. A lot of the songs they sang were ones that the two Jeffs performed on the road. And this is one of the songs I liked a lot. I learned this song. I performed this song. I've led it. If I get in the right group and I lead the song, somebody will do all the harmonies with me, which is great because all I do is sing the lead. So this is by the Bermuda Quadrangle. It's called The Coast of Barbary, and it's kind of a bloodthirsty part pirate song.
There were two ships from old England came. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. One she was the Queen of Russia, and the other Prince of Spain. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. Step aloft, our jolly bosun cried. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. Look ahead, look astern, look a-weathered and a-lee. And look down along the coast of Barbary. There is no ship ahead, there is no ship astern. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. But there's a lofty ship to windward, and a lofty ship is she. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. Hail, hail that lofty tall ship. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. Are you a man of warsman or a privateer, said he. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. I am not a man of warsman nor a privateer, said he. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. But I'm a jolly pirate, seeking firm a fee. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. A broadside along them we did lay. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. Till at length the Queen of Russia shot the pirate's mast away. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. Oh, quarter, the jolly pirate cried. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. Well, the quarter I will give you, I will sink you in the tide. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. So we tied them one by one, and we tied them two by two. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. And we tied them three by three, and we chucked them in the sea. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary.
That was The Coast of Barbary by the Bermuda Quadrangle. Well, next is a a semi-wombat. A friend of mine here in town, Bob Hill, recommended that some songs he'd heard he thought I might like on my show. The musician's name was Paul Thorne, and the two songs he mentioned in particular were the Joni, the Jehovah's Witness Stripper, and I don't like half the folks I love. And I went and listened to them. I like them both very much. I'm putting them on the show. Next one up is Joni, the Jehovah's Witness stripper. And the guy who sings it in this recording, he just has his guitar, and he tells a story first. And the story is kind of amusing, so I'm leaving that on. And then he sings the song. I got this from a YouTube video. The other recording I have by him for the next show about I Don't Like Half the Folks I Love has a full rock band behind it, and it's a great instrumental. But this is just him and the guitar. But it's kind of fun. He's got a nice patter. He talks good. So this is Joni, the Jehovah's Witness stripper, as performed by Paul Thorne, who wrote it.
I had a request to sing this song right here. It's a song I sang the other night. It's about the girl that lived in the neighborhood I grew up in. Her family was all Jehovah's Witness. And before I go any further with the story, I do not have nothing against a Jehovah's Witness. God bless them all. They're wonderful people. Sometimes they're the only people that will talk to you. If you can't get a Jehovah's Witness to talk to you, you might want to shine up your social skills. Anyway. My good friend, when she left home at the age of 18, she got a job working in a convenience store, and she learned how hard it was to pay your bill on a minimum wage paycheck. So she came to my house one evening in tears. She said, "Paul, I can't pay my rent. I'm afraid I'm going to have to move back in with Mom and Daddy. What can I do to make some extra money?" So she and I sat down together, and we brainstormed, and we decided the best way for her to earn some extra money would be to become a topless dancer on the weekends. And she did. And this song I'm about to sing, it tells her triumphant story. It tells her triumphant story of how she rose from rags to riches as Joni, the Jehovah Witness stripper. And usually when I sing this song, I play my kazoo. But I accidentally left my kazoo back up in the room. So I'm going to have to imitate a kazoo as I sing this song. She drives a new car, wears expensive blouses. She tells her mama she's cleaning houses. She goes out witnessing, doing the Lord's work all week, but on the weekend she's making ends meet. Joni, the Jehovah Witness stripper, put $1 in her G-string, and she'll deliver. If her daddy only knew, he'd probably kill her. Joni, the Jehovah Witness stripper.
Witness
That was Joni, the Jehovah's Witness stripper. And here's a change of pace. We're going to Old Time Gospel, four-part, Soul of Man Never Dies by a group called Nothing Fancy. And I've seen them perform live. Not extra talented, but talented enough. Oh, well, I guess maybe they are. Anyway, wonderful harmony stuff. And I like this song a lot. Jeff Davis, who I mentioned earlier, the Bermuda Quadrangle, leads this song. And I lead this song, much like I try and do what Jeff does. But this is a different, slightly different version. Anyway, this is The Soul of Man Never Dies by Nothing Fancy.
Soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day where the soul of man never dies. No sad farewells, no tear dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. Soul of man never dies, and I will spend eternity where the soul of man never dies. No sad farewells, no tear dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies.
Was The Soul of Man Never Dies by Nothing Fancy. Now we're going to bounce into the doo-wop era. There were so many songs I didn't hear when they were popular at the time. I was either out of the country or, I don't know, maybe I was studying too hard. In any case, here's one of them. This is from 1962, so I would have been in graduate school then. But I don't remember hearing this song. It's called True, True Love. It's by the Corvairs. I like it quite a bit, but I like it more than anything because it's such a classic doo-wop. It just has all of the doo-wop elements, the roaming bass, the little voices coming in, the silly chorus. It's just right. And so part of the reason I'm playing it is because it represents the whole doo-wop genre better than anything I know, and it's a pretty good song.
Yip yip yip, boom boom boom, oop up a car wow, ring a ding a ding ding.
Yip
Yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-yip-
What a love. That's for me. True love.
My love.
Every day.
Yip, yip, yip. Bomba, bomba, moo, papa, kawa, ring a ding a ding ding.
One girl. To hold me all so tight. One girl.
What a girl.
To make me happy. One girl.
My girl.
Yip, yip, yip,
bom, 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 moo, papa, kawa, ring a ding a ding ding, walking like a breeze all around me. She does like a bird singing in the tree, the light shining by the stars in the sky. A love come to me from way up high. Yip, bom, 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 boop, papa, cow, ring a ding a ding ding.
Yip,
bom, 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 boop, papa, cow, ring a ding a ding ding.
Yep,
bomb, 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 move, papa, car, ring a ding a ding ding. True love.
That was True, True Love by the Corvairs from 1962. Now we're coming up 20 years more recent to 1982. This is Slow Burn by T.G. Shepherd, one of my many all-time favorites. This was his 13th number one country hit, and it catches a relationship that I consider precious. It's romance and lust, but I like it. The guy says that even when the flames die down between the two of them, that they still feel a slow burn. Well, that's just kind of a great concept. So here comes Slow Burn by T.G. Shepherd.
She's got that dark hair falling across her shoulder. There's not a man alive that wouldn't want to hold her. And the way she moves, just the way she moves, that's enough to keep me on a slow burn. Keep me on a slow burn. In her high heels kicking across her dance floor, she's more warm on the could ever ask for. Still there's something in her eyes, in those dark eyes, that's love, and it keeps me on a slow burn. Keeps me on a slow burn. When we touch, the fire breaks out and it rages out of control. Dies down to a slow burn, slow burn. (Music) down to a slow burn, a slow burn, a slow burn, a slow burn. She's got that dark hair falling across her shoulders, keeps me on a slow.
That was Slow Burn by G.G. Shepherd. And it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love. The radio station is WEHC, which is the FM radio station at 90.7 from Emory and Henry College. And we reach out about 35 miles from Emory, Virginia, which is about 10 miles northeast of Abingdon, Virginia. And you can pick us up on the web, which you may be doing. And that's go to ehc.edu and poke around till you find WEHC. It also has its own channel, but you can get there best by going to the, well, I can get there by going to the Emory and Henry homepage, ehc.edu. So that's what you're listening to, Wombats and Music, Monday nights, 7, Saturdays at 1. And let's see, what's next? We just had Slow Burn. Up comes Strawberry Wine, 1996 by Deanna Carter. And the author of the song, this was a true story for her. She was working on the summer on her father's farm, and she wrote this song and shopped it around, and people thought it was a little bit controversial. But Deanna Carter heard it and grabbed it and performed it, and it went to number one on the country hit parade. So big hit for Deanna Carter in 1996, Strawberry Wine. Also goes well with the song Long Hot Summer. This is another long hot summer.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path, it's funny how those memories, they last like strawberries. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall. Green on like strawberry wine. The fields have grown over now, years since they've seen the plow. There's nothing time hasn't touched. I've been missing so much.
Strawberry Wine by Dana Carter. Now we're going to another classic, 1985, I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen. I had been working at a company in New York City, right across from the New York City Public Library, and I'd been there for maybe a year or so, and there was a really attractive secretary there. I was divorced, and I thought we were dating. Well, it turns out we weren't dating. We were double dating, and she and the other guy fell in love and got engaged and got married. I was a little disappointed to hear this, although it wasn't exactly total news, since I wondered why our dating had never gone anywhere. In any case, she introduced me to a new musician while we were there, and his name was Bruce Springsteen. He was brand new. He was from New Jersey, and she had some records of his, and I borrowed them. And so I got to know Bruce Springsteen. I got to know his music. And this is one of the songs that he sang around that era. This is 1985. He wrote and performed this. Actually, he and some band members kind of threw it together. And there was a great video that went with it. If you ever get a chance, go to YouTube and look for I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen. Great video. So I am now going to play for you this song which I like so much, which is called I'm on Fire. And it's by Bruce Springsteen.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go in? Got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a six-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Oh, I'm on fire. Oh, I'm on fire.
I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen, and I think he was. Well, the next song up is called Alimony. It's by Ry Cooder. Ry Cooder is a fairly famous guitarist, performed with many of the top rock bands. Let's see, Eric Clapton, Rolling Stones, Van Morrison, Neil Young, Randy Newman, The Chieftains, The Doobie Brothers. So he really got around. But he was also just a top-class guitarist. And he's ranked 8th on Rolling Stone magazine's list of all-time, 100 greatest guitarists of all time. So, and he does especially work with the slide guitar, which is sort of like a dobro. You put a slide over your finger and slide up and down the strings. So I play dobro a little bit, and I understand how tricky it is. Anyway, this is a song with its own feeling. It's called Alimony. The guy is obviously not happy paying alimony and doesn't think his wife was being too faithful during their marriage and is able to express this well in music. So this is Alimony by Ry Cooder.
People, are you ready?
Look at that boy. Tell me, do they look like me? All my friends say, don't you worry. Say that, testify for me. Well, I wonder, where's all my friends? Hide it in for me.
Judge your honor, alimony's killing.
That was Alimony by Ry Cooter. Now we're going to have a little change of pace, sort of. The next song is sort of from the same era as the previous one, and I got them both off the same source. I used to get these Warner Brothers samplers albums. These were vinyl records. About once a month, they'd send me a new one. I think I paid about $1 an album. And a lot of it I didn't like, but I'd find things on there I did like this thing, Alligator Man, by Jimmy C. Newman. Jimmy Newman is a well-known country artist and was on Grand Ole Opry a lot way back, since deceased. But he did this song, Alligator Man, and he had some Cajun roots himself and was elected to the Cajun Music Hall of Fame. So this song has some Cajun overtones, I think. In any case, it's called Alligator Man.
Fine man from an alligator clan. Mosquitoes buzzing around my head, Spanish moss for my bed. I very seldom see dry land.
That was An Alligator Man by Jimmy C. Newman. I'm pretty sure that's who it is. I'm trying to check, actually. moving right along, next up is one I play about every 6 months. It's called Twists in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram. She recorded this when she was, I think, maybe 17 or 18 years old. Which gives you some idea of how good she is. She never went on to do that much else. She had a good career, I think. She's having a good career. But this was probably her biggest hit. Twists in My Sobriety.
From here, all good people read good books. never do what you say. I'll never hear you and never do what you say. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. We just picked a little empty pie for the fun the people had at night. Late at night, don't need hostility. Timid smile and pause to free. I don't care about their different thoughts. Different thoughts are good for me. Up in arms and chased and whole. All God's children took their toll. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never. Sobriety, more than a twist in my sobriety. Cup of tea, take time to think, yeah, time to risk. Soft and pokey, you pig out till you've seen the light. Pig out till you've seen the light. Half the people read the papers, read them good and well. Pretty people, nervous people, people have got to sell. My eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than a twist in my sobriety. More than a twist in my sobriety. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than a twist in my sobriety. More than a twist in my sobriety. More than a twist in my sobriety.
I've got time to slip in just a little bit more of one song. It's summertime here, and this is the long, hot summer, and I'm going to put a little bit of it in before I end the show.
Someone glasses.
That's A Long Hot Summer by Jimmie Rodgers, and we'll probably start off next week's show with it. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, just outside of Abingdon. And I want to wish you all a good week and encourage you to do what I ask you to do every week and join me in doing this, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.